Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Almost 25 to 8, Pádraig Lodgers here with the Sports News. Morning, Pádraig.
Good morning to you, Gavin. We're starting with golf, and overnight leader Shane Lowry remains well-placed at the DP World Tour event at Delhi Golf Club in India. Approaching the end of a second round, Lowry is 11 under par, having picked up three shots, and Lowry is now part of a three-way tie for the lead alongside Brian Harman and Tommy Fleetwood on 11 under. Rory McIlroy will tee off shortly from 3 under, while Conor Purcell is 2 under after 12 holes. Shamrock Rovers have another chance to be crowned League of Ireland champions tonight after slipping up against Shelburne last Friday. The Hoops will try again to get the point they need to clinch the title when they travel to Inchicore to face St Patrick's Athletic. The chief focus, though, in domestic soccer this weekend is on Tallaght Stadium for Sunday's Women's FAI Cup final between Athlone Town and Bohemians. We heard from the Athlone camp on yesterday's programme, so time now to hear the pre-final thoughts of Bohemians defender Lisa Murphy in conversation with John Kenny.
Bowls have been unbelievable to us, unbelievable to me. I can't thank them enough. So to bring a cup back to Daly Mount Park would mean absolutely everything. You'll see on Sunday the amount of fans we'll bring out, the amount of support we have. So to do it for all them and all the volunteers and ourselves will be unbelievable. Like, words can't explain what it would mean. For me, I have a son that he's 8, so for him to look at me coming out on the stage, like, obviously, it's going to be an unbelievable feeling that way.
Isn't it great to see, though, fans now coming to matches as well? Because you have a good fan base there, don't you, at Daly Mount Park?
Yeah, we do. We have probably the most consistent fan base, and that's a credit to the people behind the scenes. Like, they push and push every week. Like, we went down to Wexford and they thought there was going to be no one in Ferry Carrick, and we brought down tons on buses and all, so you can expect the same here, only across in Tallaght. So yeah, our fan base is unbelievable and we can't thank them enough.
What kind of a league season did you have? Are you happy enough the way the league season panned out?
No. Like, we got to two good finals. We obviously weren't consistent enough in the league. So I asked most of the girls, no, they wouldn't be happy. Like, you're never happy. You want to be winning things. Like, we had a good enough season, but not good enough in the league. Obviously, we had good season in the cup runs. But other than that, we weren't too happy with the league.
Chances again for women's football to shine on the main stage. Good stadium, nice surface, live on television as well. So it's not a chance to showcase women's football in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, like, listen, the quality of players in Ireland is unbelievable in the girls' sport. Like, and with the likes of yous and the media giving us this chance to represent and show what it's like is unbelievable. I'd advise anyone to come out on Sunday and watch us play. We actually do play good football, both teams, and it'll be a really enjoyable game, I'd say.
That's Lisa Murphy, and we'll have live radio commentary on that cup final on Sunday afternoon with Siobhan Madigan. Kickoff is at 3 o'clock. Connacht welcome back three Lions for tonight's URC game against the Bulls in Galway. Bundy, Aki, Mac Hansen and Finlay Beelam have all been named to start. Sam Prendergast coming in is one of seven changes for Leinster's showdown against Munster. For the second week running, there are 10 changes to the Munster side. Tadhg Byrne among the personnel switches from the side that beat Edinburgh a week ago. A 17-strong field has been declared for Sunday's Munster National at Limerick, a race we'll be covering live on Sunday Sport. Local trainer Eric McNamara has two strong contenders, We've All Been Caught and multiple Grade 3 winner French Dynamite. The market is headed by the Willie Mullins-trained You Ought to Know. Formula One's governing body has declared a heat hazard for the second race in a row for this weekend's US Grand Prix in Austin, Texas. The race director said in a statement sent to teams that an official forecast predicted the heat would be more than 31 degrees Celsius. The regulation was invoked for the first time at the Singapore Grand Prix, and it allows drivers to wear a cooling vest which circulates cold liquid through tubes to maintain body temperature. The opening ceremony for next year's Winter Olympics will be staged at multiple venues across northern Italy, including Milan's San Siro Stadium. It'll be the first multi-site opening ceremony in the game's history, and in a further break with tradition, there will be two Olympic cauldrons at separate locations. The central theme of the ceremony will be harmony, evoking unity in diversity. Finally, Andy Moran's first competitive game as Mayo manager will be against Sligo in the Connacht League. The competition will be run over the first three weekends in January, with FBD sponsoring the tournament for a 30th year. And our next sports update will be at around 8:45.